Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys. Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube, I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts, and I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well, and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the football rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more retro. I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, 4.99, and 9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want, you go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode. This is the Ask Me Anything episode, Iowa edition. All right, guys, let's get into it now with first eight. I don't care what questions I get, DM me. Most of them I get through DM. So the first eight I get DM, I take them and then we roll with it. So that's how we're going to go, because this is a quick hitter, guys. So I'm trying not to spend all day with these episodes, just so you guys can have a quick, easy listening, like experience. All right, so let's do this. First, my buddy Petey, he comes in always, a very, very reliable Wolverine, a Michigan maniac. First question is, if you were coaching college football, what position would you fill? Head coach, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, special teams. If I was good enough, right, and I had already worked my way up, and that the next level is a coordinator position, I would probably love defensive coordinator first, and then hopefully get a head coaching job from that, just because I love defense more. I love watching offense, it's very exciting, but defense is where my passion is. I love it. I love the hitting. I love the just the overall domination a defense can perform, and that just to me excites me a little bit, just like the passion's there. So I'd be a defensive coordinator. Let's see here. Question two, do you drink coffee before you head to work? Well, actually, to be quite honest with you, Pete, I drinking is probably not great for my health, but I do it anyways. Cocaine. No, I'm kidding. I don't do cocaine. I don't just play it. No, I do Bang. Those Bang energy drinks. I drink one every morning before I go to work. I know it's probably not the greatest, but hey, it is what it is, I guess. It's better than smoking. I don't know. I'm just trying to defend something I don't think is very healthy. To three, what do you watch? Do you watch the Fox Big Noon Kickoff or college football game day? I actually watch both, to be honest with you. Depending on the team that I'm interested in, or I'll flip back and forth, to be quite honest. I like to hear different takes. Some people I think annoy me, so I like to hear their takes so I can rag on them like I'm speaking to them, but I talk to the TV a lot. So I do that. I flip back and forth, but I seem to, it's weird because sometimes I prefer one to the other. Some days for a couple weeks I'll be, oh, I'm a college game day guy, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, ugh, I'm tired of this, and I'll flip over, and then Fox is really getting, hey, they come up with some good takes. So it just depends. I'm very flip floppy when it comes to my college football intake. Number four, how do you like living in Texas? What do you think about the Texas Longhorn fans and their program? I don't mind living in Texas, actually. I live in Austin, so it's not really, I guess, the most traditional Texas lifestyle, just because it's pretty progressive here. I mean, I guess I haven't really noticed anything different from when I lived in Phoenix. So outside of some of the weather, homeless situation seems to be about the same. Anyways, Texas fans, they are a dedicated bunch. I'll tell you that. They remind me a lot of Michigan fans, and they remind they. I say that they would be what we would be if we never found Jim Harbaugh, because I think if we didn't get Jim Harbaugh and we just say hired someone else, I think we'd have already been through two other coaches. And still, every year it would be that question: is Michigan back? Right? Because we've heard that a lot, and that they hear this every year. I mean, I have a few friends that I like out here that are hardcore Longhorn fans, and they hear it every year. Are they back? I think we're back. I don't know if I like the coach. It's all the same. It's all the same. I mean, it's actually funny. I would say every major fan base is probably the exact same, with all the same problems, all the same thought processes, all the same complaints and joys and loves and all that. It's just the level of success. So you hear different versions of the same questions or the same wants or the same concerns, right? Like Alabama fans are going to have all the same concerns, but for different reasons. Like if Alabama loses two games in a row, get rid of, Saban. They're not going to win the national title. There's just a lot of different things. Just like if, Michigan were to lose two games in a row, get rid of Jim Harbaugh. We're never going to get to the Big Ten title game. That kind of stuff. It's all the same stuff. It's just on different levels. So, Texas fans are on the bottom rung. They're just lost in the desert right now. They're the Jews without Moses. You know what I mean? They just have no clue where they're going. They're just hoping and praying that one of them steps up to be Moses to lead them to the promised land, and they just can't seem to find him right now. Plus, they have the worst luck when it comes to starting quarterbacks. I mean, once Ewers started to look like something, he gets out and he's hurt. I mean, they just have not. I mean, that's one of their big problems is starting quarterback. So, all right, let's get to my favorite part, which Josh Obringer, the light bringer, gives me over-unders, which I love, and I'll be closing the show on these. So let's see. See, the number one question here is, over-under, JJ throws two touchdown passes. Wow, that's a good one. Over under two. Because you can see it going both ways, right? Like, I can, if we bust a big, because I think we have at least one big play in us, right? And that's going to be, I think it's going to be a touchdown pass. And then also I can see us in the red zone throwing for a touchdown. Or just in red zone scoring two touchdowns through the air. You know what? I'm going to say push. I'm going to go with two. I think he throws exactly two touchdowns. My score prediction is 31-13. So I think two touchdowns. I think it's a push on for that one. Two, over under our defense forces one turnover. Ooh, over under our defense. That's interesting. I thought he was going to go with Iowa there. I would love it. I would love to see two interceptions because Petrus to me is just god awful. Not very good. So I would love to see him get panicked because I think this is going to be they lost their center to the NFL. Their tight end is more valuable to them out in the route than staying back and blocking. They have one decent running back, but they don't have any great running backs, right? As of right now. So I think this is a great time for our defensive tackles to really create some problems for him and get in his face and cause him to throw the ball early or just get into his face and he can't see and he throws a bad pass. Or just in general, I mean, we get over on the edge. I can see Mike Morris bull rushing and hitting his arm or Harrell hitting his arm. I could see that too. You know what? I'm going to go crazy on this one. I'm going to say over. I'm going to say they get three. I'm going to say they get three turnovers this game. Michigan's defense. Let me say that out loud to the college gods, college football gods, so they don't mistake what I said. Michigan Wolverines will get three turnovers this game. It's the other one. He says, let's flip the table just for a conversation. Over under, Iowa gets one defensive turnover. I should have read down further. Yeah, you know what? Damn, that's a good one because I want to say no. You know, I want to say he's under. I want to go totally under on this because I want to believe JJ is going to learn his lesson and not try to make the big play and put himself in situations where he fumbles the ball because that's the last thing we need. And I doubt we'll see Stokes this game at all. Just because I think Edwards is going to be back. And with those two great running backs, there's no need to have the freshman in at all. God. But I know how Kinnick. It's so silly that we're talking about a stadium. You know, it's funny that a stadium gets more angst. Like, I am more anxious about playing at Kinnick than I am that we're playing Iowa. You know, because I wasn't that nervous playing Iowa in the Big Ten title game. Or I'm never that nervous when we play Iowa at home. But the stadium just makes... I'm going to say we have one turnover. And I just hope it doesn't kill us. I'm going to say one turnover. So, I'm just going to go with one. So, push. I know I'm not very decisive today, but it's just like, these are not easy. All these over-unders sound easy, but if you really think about them, they're not. Like, because is it possible? Yes, it's possible. We could put the ball on the turf two times, three times, whatever. Just bonkers. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going with a push, at least one. Let's see here. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. I think that's it, guys. So that was, I think that's only seven questions. So that's Ask Me Anything, Iowa. My score prediction is going to be 31-13. Once again, guys, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, help support the cause here, the Michigan Maniac. Be part of the Michigan Maniac Nation. Push the Michigan football rant. Also, voicemail Mondays, I hope to make a thing, and I can only make it a thing if you help me make it a thing. So voicemail Monday, guys, go to Spotify, and there's a little link that you click that will take you right to where you can leave a voicemail. Voicemail me anything. I don't care what it is. Hit me up. I want to make voicemail Monday a thing. So hit me up, guys. Once again, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. It really is. It's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go blue.